discovered a phrase compiled by brother and sister Edward of Newbury. Chapter 8. Submitted by Sister Irene Swish of Swansea in the UK. The opportunity for challenge. Mr. Swish and his wife were ardent chapel-goers in Bristol, attending a large congregation of over 1,000 members. They were also good workers. The chapel planned to enlarge its premises by building a schoolroom beside it. In order to raise money, each member was given paper bricks to sell, so that those who bought them would think they had supplied the bricks. Mr. Swish was in a leather business and had to give orders to travellers. One day, a traveller arrived, and after the business was done, Mr. Swish asked the traveller if he would buy some of the bricks. He said he would buy £5 worth, a lot in those days. But the traveller said there was to be a condition. Next time he called, Mr. Swish must show him a verse from the Bible to prove that he had an immortal soul. Done, said Mr. Swish, I'll find plenty. At home, he searched his Bible and, of course, could not even find the two words together. So when the traveller from Bath arrived, a Christmas afternoon, he said, of course, I knew you wouldn't. The traveller invited Mr. Swish to one of his lectures, and he was eventually baptised. But his wife thought he was mad to leave a beautiful chapel with a large congregation to meet with just a few people above a stable. It was the Trinity that held her back, and so she sought out the priest to show her husband. She thought the answer was in John 1, with further proof from John 17, verse 22. But she saw that these passages did not teach the doctrine of the Trinity, but the unity of purpose between God and his Son. So she became a Christadelphian. All her family disowned her, but she persevered and eventually taught them all the truth, even her mother. She later wrote 4 books on the truth. Chapter 9, which has an anonymous author, is entitled Just a Little Advert. A small ecclesia in British Columbia in Canada was new and green regarding experience in preaching. They were going to advertise, but had not got round to it. Meetings were held in the living rooms of brethren and sisters, so meeting places were not advertised. A young man moved to British Columbia from Hamilton, Ontario, to work at a pulp mill. He'd met a man in Hamilton who used to work for an elevator company. This man had talked to him about the Bible and given him literature, including Christendom Astray. The young man, however, moved a short time later from Ontario. When he arrived in British Columbia, he attended a church but could never agree with what was preached. His personal life forced him to look closer at the scriptures, and finally, in desperation, he put an advertisement in the personal column of the local paper. It read, "Will anyone professing to have the Christadelphian faith please phone this number?" Brethren from the local ecclesia very rarely bought the newspaper at that time, and when they did, the personal column was not a part that was read. But on this particular day, a brother not only bought one, but glanced at the personal column where the name Christadelphian immediately caught his eye. He phoned the number given and subsequently met the young man, who then began to attend meetings and classes regularly and was baptised some months later. Almost a year later, his wife was baptised and they have since continued faithful to the Lord. For the tiny family ecclesia, it was a lesson that God calls whom he will, whether brethren and sisters shine forth their light or not. He knew they were there to answer someone's need. Since then, of course, they have learned to let their light stand shine, and it has strengthened each member.